Michelle Eskenazi is owner of the largest bail bond agency in New York and in New York State. She's known as the Bail Bond Queen of New York and New Jersey. Michelle, I love that title, by the way. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Joe. Good morning. How are you?
Good. We're doing good. The Bail Bond Queen of New York and New Jersey. Who gave you that moniker?
To be honest with you, it was really the street.
Oh, great. I love this. Michelle, just to break it down, because this is a big issue. And people, and Frankie Five Boroughs said, Joe, this is a big issue you got to address, especially if you go into political office in New Jersey. And last time we spoke, you told us about some of the changes in terms of bail in New Jersey. In a nutshell, please tell us what happened in January.
In January, Christie put up something on the ballot that would change how bail is done, you know, a constitutional amendment, actually. And it was done via trickery. So basically it said to the Jersey voter, hey, do you want bad people to go to jail? Check here. You know what I'm saying? So all the Jersey people, because they're all really smart, like us New Yorkers, they were like, of course we want bad people to go to jail. One on one is two.
Yeah.
So they checked it, and lo and behold, they got taxpayer-funded bail out of it.
Yeah, and that is exact tax-funded bail. So we pay when someone's bailed out. We are paying for that.
Not only are you paying for it, but a computer, kind of like when you take away the toll booths off the bridge, a computer is figuring out who belongs in your community and who doesn't. It's completely taken away judicial discretion. It's a very, I think it's a staunch disrespect to the bench.
Yeah, and what reforms is the New Jersey Attorney General asking for?
You know, the New Jersey Attorney General right now has asked for this whole entire system to be reviewed. He's asking for changes in the law that will send those possessing illegal guns directly to jail because the computer algorithm doesn't consider that a violent crime and defendants who've been caught committing murder while wearing the bracelet. The ACLU of New Jersey, of course, is fighting that request.
Yeah, well, what do you say to people who say that they should do away with bail entirely?
I say stop the rhetoric.
Yeah.
My people came here, like your people, immigrant people, Cuban people, and we didn't commit crime. Crime is a choice. It is not a mandate. And people do not get arrested in America because they are poor. People get arrested in America because they break the laws of our land, period.
Yeah.
There has to be consequence. There has to be accountability. I understand if you're jumping a turnstile, Joe, or you're stealing a crust of bread and you're truly indigent, you should be, you know, the government should help you. The government has something in place right now. It's called an OR. The judge has the discretion to release that offender on his own recognizance. There's no need for this infrastructure. This is special interest at its finest, if you will.
Yeah, and there was a pastor who wrote a column in the Star Ledger last week saying bail reform has been a clear success. Do you see it that way?
You know, that pastor, especially if he has an inner city congregation, should really reconsider how it affects the actual inner cities. Imagine you're a single mom, you have two jobs, you live in an inner city, you're going to college, let's say, at night, you want the betterment of your family, and the drug dealers are on the corner taking in these gang members at 12 and 13 years old.
Yeah.
Imagine if you're that mother, and then there's a sweep, right? The cops come in, they arrest everybody. Everybody's got guns, Joe, and narcotics. They go through the arraignment process. The computer algorithm says, you know what? They're all right. They're not dangerous to society. We're just going to release them, but they have to go into our handy-dandy program. Okay.